Well, hello, guys. Well, we all know this saying, don't we? Femones can do anything a man can do, and they can do it better. Now, quite a few years ago, in films, of course, I used to get this kind of slight-type femon who was quite slim go into an area where there was about 4 or 5 burly guys, and she would go all over jumping and kicking and everything else and take them all out. Of course, it was quite amusing at the time, but nobody really actually believed it. Nobody, that is, except the femons. They actually believed they could do that. Because then you started getting femons punching males. Then you see quite a few videos of femons trying to punch males. Of course, the femon's punch doesn't have any, well, punch. And if a man punches back, then some men do now because they're getting tired of it. The femon goes down like a sack of potatoes. I mean, the facts are the facts. Most men are far stronger than a femon is. That's just because nature has built male and femons differently, for different purposes. In sports, the trans get into the femon sports and trash them, beat them, even break records, proving that males are actually a lot better at sports than femons are. But as we know from experience, femons don't like living in reality and facts and logic. So do I agree with trans being in femon sports? No, not really, because it's not fair. You see, so it really means that femons can't do everything a male can do and do it better, can they? I've said it before that males are kind of like Swiss Army knives. But femons only really have one blade. Most modern femons are desperately trying to be males all the time, aren't they? And of course that makes them appear very unattractive towards actually males. Femons want to really use the strengths that they have instead of trying to be masculine all the time. Because femons will never be a male. That's why a lot of reasons for males are going to, say, Asia and other countries to try and find a feminine femon. No, I think that the Western and European femons mostly have basically shot themselves in the foot. They've become arrogant, entitled, rude, loud. Outward appearance is unattractive. And hardly any of them know what femininity is anymore. And yet, that's the most attractive thing to a male. Most femons nowadays are really not very nice people. I, myself, avoid them wherever possible. So once again, though, if you look in the media every day nearly, you see femons failing. Of course, the media tries to cover it up, but it's pretty obvious if you look at it, femons can't do everything a man can do and do it better at all. They should stick to what nature intended their purpose to be. But nowadays, they can't even do that with a great deal of success, can they? Well, just another day in the clown world. Hey, it's sunny here today. That's unusual. Maybe spring is on the way. Take it easy, fellas.